Here is a summary of the January 15th, 2025 Supreme Court opinion in the case called EMD Sales, Inkeiser versus Carrera, case number 23-217. The question presented in this case is whether the burden of proof that employers must satisfy to demonstrate the applicability of an FLSA exemption is a mere preponderance of the evidence, as six circuits hold or clear, and convincing evidence, as the Fourth Circuit alone holds. Justice Kavanaugh delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Justice Gorsuch filed a concurring opinion, in which Justice Thomas joined. Please note that this summary is read by an automated voice.
Justice Kavanaugh's unanimous opinion. In 1938, Congress enacted the Fair Labor Standards Act, guaranteeing a federal minimum wage for covered workers, 29 U.S.C. Section 20601, and requiring overtime pay for those working more than 40 hours per week, Section 20701. Congress exempted many types of employees from the FLSA's overtime pay requirement, including outside salesmen who primarily work away from their employer's place of business. Section 213, subsection A, subsection 1, the law places the burden on the employer to show that an exemption applies. Petitioner EMD distributes food products in the Washington, D.C. area and employs sales representatives who manage inventory and take orders at grocery stores. Several sales representatives sued EMD, alleging that the company violated the FLSA by failing to pay them overtime. EMD argued that the sales representatives were outside salesmen and therefore exempt from the FLSA's overtime pay requirement. After a bench trial, the district court found EMD liable for overtime because EMD did not prove, by clear and convincing evidence, that its sales representatives were outside salesmen. On appeal, EMD argued that the district court should have used the less stringent preponderance of the evidence standard instead of the clear and convincing evidence standard. Applying circuit precedent, the Fourth Circuit disagreed and affirmed the district court's judgment. Held, the preponderance of the evidence standard applies when an employer seeks to demonstrate that an employee is exempt from the minimum wage and overtime pay provisions of the FLSA. A. When Congress enacted the FLSA in 1938, the preponderance of the evidence standard was the default in American civil litigation, and it remains so today. In civil litigation, the court has deviated from this default standard in three main circumstances. First, if a statute requires a heightened standard of proof, courts must apply it. Second, the Constitution can mandate a heightened standard of proof. Third, in certain rare situations involving coercive government actions, such as taking away a person's citizenship, a heightened standard may apply. But in most civil cases, including employment discrimination cases under Title VII, the court has consistently applied the preponderance standard. B, the FLSA does not specify a standard of proof for exemptions, and when a civil statute is silent, courts typically apply the preponderance standard. This case does not involve constitutional rights that would require a heightened standard, nor does it involve the government taking unusual or coercive action against an individual. FLSA cases are similar to Title VII employment discrimination cases, where the court has applied the preponderance standard. C. The employee's policy-laden arguments for a heightened standard are unconvincing. Their argument that the FLSA protects the public interest in a fair economy does not necessitate a heightened standard. Other workplace protections, like those under Title VII, also serve important public interests, but are subject to the preponderance standard. The employees argue that rights under the FLSA are non-waivable and therefore different from other rights subject to the preponderance standard. But waivability of a right does not determine the standard of proof. D. Whether the employees would fail to qualify as outside salesmen even under a preponderance standard is left for the Court of Appeals on remand, reversed and remanded.
Justice Gorsuch's concurring opinion. Sometimes, the Constitution or Congress provides a particular standard of proof. If not, courts must find one. As in other contexts, they do so by examining the legal backdrop against which Congress has legislated. In civil cases, those background legal principles typically require proof by a preponderance of the evidence. Occasionally, though, the default common law rule provides instead for a heightened standard of proof. Either way, courts apply the default standard unless Congress alters it or the Constitution forbids it. To do otherwise would be to choose sides in a policy debate, rather than to declare the law as our judicial duty requires. Our decision today is consistent with this understanding, and I am pleased to join it.